This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Sir Wickersham, the Executive Director of Douglas Cares. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So I know on the changing landscape of things, folks have been hearing about a lot of potential cuts to various things coming from the federal level, and you wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about one of those and some impacts it might have here, and that is the Victims of Crime Act. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you. So this actually has been in decline for a long time. It has nothing to do with the current climate, although the current climate maybe makes it a little bit less likely that we're going to get the kinds of fixes that we were hoping for. So the Victims of Crime Act sets aside some funding for people who have experienced criminal acts toward them. So this covers domestic violence survivors, child abuse survivors, rape survivors, even so much as people who get robbed or their homes broken into. It comes from funds in the Victims Crime Fund. And these aren't taxpayer dollars, and they never have been. These funds are derived from fines and penalties and forfeited bail bonds from people who've committed crimes. So there's been a long time that those funds have been decreasing because people who are very poor can't really pay those, even if they've been required to. So that mixed with the fact that we're not requiring as many very poor people to pay these fees because of other changes in laws means that these funds have been we've seen up to a 70% cut in these funds since 2018.
Wow. Now, around here, along with CARES, who all received some of these funds?
Yeah, so everybody who serves victims of crime in Douglas County. So that's us, of course. We receive a big chunk of our funding from VOCA because our whole purpose is to take care of victims of child abuse. Peace at Home also gets a lot of funding from VOCA funds because their work is in helping survivors of domestic violence, which can include all kinds of things from rape and it's hard to describe in words that make sense, but people who have been in very controlling situations where they don't have any access to money, they don't have access to a vehicle, they're not allowed to work outside the home, they're not allowed to have friends. These people come to Peace at Home with literally nothing in their pocket and sometimes huge debts. And the funding that Peace at Home has is able to care for them starting at ground zero and then bring them back into a place where they can have a full and fulfilling life and be self-sufficient again. Another group that gets funding is CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They work with victims of child abuse, and they provide special advocacy to make sure that they're just another eye to come in and make sure that the kid is doing okay, either at their home or in a foster placement, because sometimes the system loses track of all the kids that need help, and they're a special place in that chain to make sure that kids get the services they need. Some the victim's advocate at the DA's office, who helps victims walk through the whole process of court and of testifying and of making sure that their story gets told and helping connect them with the resources they need following up. They receive some VOCA funding, and then we've also had some special projects in the community. Assault Survivors for UCC, Mercy Foundation Mercy Hospital has received some funding to help with their victims programs as well.
So what do you do with this level of cuts? How do you respond to it?
We are facing some pretty significant cuts. Our VOCA funding is going to be cut by about 40%. So that's almost half of the funding that we receive from this program. And we currently provide two full-time positions with our VOCA funds. We are trying to find other sources for this funding, but this represents a significant decrease in the services that we're able to provide to kids who've just come out of some of the worst situations you can imagine. Legislation has been working since about 2021 to try and pass bills that will backfill this funding, create other sources for the funding, so it's not all dependent on the fees and fines paid by people who commit crimes. But so far, that hasn't gone very far. Just recently, there was a vocal backfill bill in our Oregon legislature, and it didn't pass. So we are, at this point, trying to get that put into the Christmas tree bill, which is kind of a end of the legislature bill where we can kind of collect everything that didn't get done if there's enough money to do it. So so that's one of the fixes that we're working on. Beyond that, we are looking to find other sources to fill this gap.
And with the legislature, you know, expected to probably adjourn in the next few days, that leaves you kind of in a tough spot.
Yeah, yeah, we're kind of down to the wire at this point, and we are looking. Some of the things that we can do is kind of adjust the way that we bill insurance. It's really important to know that none of these groups that are victim assistance groups ever bills the victim. So at Douglas Cares, we provide all of the initial victim services, and then we care for kids sometimes for a year or more after to help them heal. And they never get a copay, they never pay a dime, and we are always looking for resources to help them out. If we lose this funding and we're not able to do that, sometimes these victims have nowhere else to go.
Wow. So what are some other ideas or ways that maybe people could help?
I know we're down to the wire here, but we are. It's really important that our legislatures know, from our perspective, from our whole community, how important these services are to our friends and neighbors. We're in Douglas County. This is we are a special and unique group of people, and we care about our neighbors. And when things are hard, we come together. And it's important for us to make sure that our state legislatures know that about us, that this is important to us, that we're going to take care of the kiddos that get hurt and the women and the vulnerable people in our community who are getting hurt. And that's our voice. So we need to tell our legislators that it's really important that they put this funding into the bill. And then you can also make direct contributions to Douglas Cares, to Peace at Home, to CASA, to help us navigate these really, really scary impending cuts to our funding.
All right, Sarah Wickersham of Douglas Cares, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.